In recent weeks, Israelis have been watching a real-life drama unfold involving a young soldier who was captured in mid-2006 and held captive in Gaza for more than 5 years. Gilad Shalit's release 12 days ago generated an extraordinary media circus, not just in the local media but internationally, with live online coverage of his return home in northern Israel. For years, his family had a love-hate relationship with the media, shunning the spotlight at times, but at the same time needing the publicity to keep their son's plight in the public eye, until Israel struck a deal with Hamas for his release. In fact, another Israeli soldier, Ron Arad, captured in Lebanon in the 1980s, was never freed. In his case, there was no deal. And one reporter believes he too might have been freed if his family had courted the media in the same way. Tova Lazaroff is a reporter on the Jerusalem Post, who's covered Gilad Shalit's story from his capture 5 years ago until his release. She spoke to our Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker.
This is a family, this is a father who traveled all around the world to solicit support for the return of his son, right? I mean, he spoke with politicians here. He spoke with world leaders. He brought his son to the... Obama knows who Gilad Shalit is. You know, Sarkozy knows who Gilad Shalit is. We should mention that he's actually a dual Israeli-French citizen, and France really took him on, and Europe in general, as one of their own. They took his case as seriously as if he had been born and brought up in Paris instead of as if he had been born and brought up in Israel. So I think when you have a father who turns the entire world over searching for a son, something that, you know, most parents can understand, you do that to generate public support, to bring public pressure to bear on leaders to make a deal to bring your son home. When your son comes home, you can't shut the door. I mean, if you've brought the world's emotions into a story, then you have to a certain extent, help them close it. Now, I think some things, I think Haaretz is taking sneaking photographs of them on the beach was a little excessive, but particularly when the family had asked that not happen. But to have everybody stationed in Mitzpeh Hila, you know, trying to get information, trying to talk to the family, trying to talk to, you know, the neighbors and the residents, I think in some ways that's the price that you pay for having successfully headed an international campaign that does lead with the return of your son.
How long will Gilad Shalit be that kind of celebrity, do you think?
I think a while. I mean, I think people have lost any sense, you know, of the dividing line. I loved the story. You know, for the first couple of days, they had police stationed at the corner of the street, keeping everybody away. And then, you know, after a couple of days, they thought, all right, no need anymore, and they sent the police away, and people had just been streaming up to Mitzpeh Hila, just wanting to be there, really, to share with the family. And after the police kind of took down the barrier, some people, you know, came to Mitzpeh Hila looking to see Gilad Shalit. They made it all the way to his front door, knocked, introduced themselves and said, can we see Gilad? And had no idea, you know, that in some ways that was completely inappropriate. He felt so much like theirs that it seemed to them the most natural thing. And even as they described it on television, they didn't see that what they had done was inappropriate. They spoke about how excited they were to see, and there he was, and he looked like such a sweet boy. And, you know, they were just going on and gushing, and as if it was the most natural thing in the world to have wandered into a random stranger's living room wanting to talk to them. If you go backwards in time to the 1980s, there was a pilot, an Israeli pilot, who was shot down over Lebanon and then kidnapped, and he was held for 2 years before he disappeared, and a deal was never concluded. And I think his family feels that they didn't do this, that they didn't solicit the media, that they trusted the government, that they didn't launch a campaign. And now, looking back, they would say that that was a mistake. And I think it was partially their story that inspired the Shalit family to, if you will, equivalently turn it into a reality show.
That's Tova Lazaroff, a journalist on the Jerusalem Post, speaking there to our Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker.